Radio Prague News.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek says that the government could use sales of emissions vouchers to compensate for rising electricity prices next year. Czech winemakers expect a considerably below average harvest and higher prices on wine next year. And veteran jockey Josef Vanja has won the Velká Pardubická steeplechase in a photo finish. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek says that the government could use sales of emissions vouchers to compensate for rising electricity prices next year. Mr. Kalousek told reporters today that the income from that alternative should amount to 90 billion crowns between 2013 and 2020. The next meeting of the cabinet will discuss the proposal, which was put forward by the Confederation of Industry. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, however, noted two of the proposal's shortcomings, that the vouchers will not be available until 2014 and that they constitute only a temporary solution to compensating for the high prices caused by solar energy plants. Energy prices are set to rise by 12% and 17% next year for households and businesses, respectively. The government has said it wants to keep the increases to less than 10%. Winemakers in the Czech Republic are expecting one of the worst harvests in a decade. According to estimates, the grape harvest will be half of the average for the last 10 years, and the Association of Czech Wine Growers says that the prices of Moravian wines in particular will rise by about 10% in 2011, as the shortage is supplemented by grape imports. On the other hand, the association does expect better quality wine this year, in spite of the fact that sugar content was initially low. Former Czech President Václav Havel has warned that if mankind does not change its approach, civilization faces disaster. Mr. Havel made the comments on the eve of a conference of his Forum 2000 Foundation in Prague. He said that to avoid catastrophe, humanity needed to fight its short-sightedness, bovine belief in its omniscience, and swollen pride. Speakers at the 14th Forum 2000 conference, which began on Monday morning, include Iranian human rights campaigner Shirin Ebadi, Cuban dissident José Luis García Paniq, and British writer Misha Glenny. In sports news, the Velká Pardubická, the Czech Republic's premier steeplechase, was won on Sunday by 57-year-old jockey Josef Vanja on Timuen in a photo finish. It is the seventh time Mr. Vanja has won the event and the second win for 9-year-old Timuen. The victory was contested by second-place Marek Stromski on Amant Gris, who found himself momentarily hemmed in between Timuen and the fence in the homestretch. Vanja was fined 500 crowns for the infraction, but it was found to have no impact on the result. Third place was taken by two-time winner 16, jockeyed by Josef Bartosz. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be sunny and cool, with temperatures of around 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.